USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As allegations of sexual assault emerge from a child holding facility in Texas, Vice President Kamala Harris continued to draw criticism Wednesday about her absence from the U.S.-Mexico border region and for not facing reporters about her role as President Biden's border czar. Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley on Fox News.
It's really unacceptable that Biden is so obsessed with Trump reversals that he'll literally put the American public and these kids at risk the way he is.
Neither Biden nor Harris have announced plans to visit the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. Iranian state media on Wednesday praised Iran's 25-year, $400 billion cooperation agreement with China as a good geopolitical game-changer that positioned Beijing as leading the effort to drag the United States back into the Iran nuclear deal. Thank you kindly for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Cahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
Let me get right back to you.
Sandra, those banners come out tonight. Can you pack them?
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
On machine four?
Like at Monica's print shop. To fulfill orders on time, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's get a COVID vaccination update with Tim Berg from the Phoenix, USA Radio News Bureau.
Even as Americans receive vaccinations, parts of the United States are seeing a troubling surge in COVID cases. This is especially true for the upper Midwest and Northeast. Michigan is struggling with a strong spike. As these new variants spread across the United States, many people are wondering if the vaccines are able to protect people from them. Dr. Ajis Jha is the Dean of Brown University School of Public Health. He tells NBC's Today Show,
"It is early. We don't know that much about it. All the data we have right now suggests our vaccines are going to hold up, so I remain confident, but obviously we want to test that and make sure that that is the case. But I think our vaccines are going to hold up to these mutants."
Climate guru John Kerry says greater transparency about firms' climate risk and new tax incentives would drive significant amounts of new investment to help solve climate-related problems. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen spoke on Tuesday, said the Biden administration's general plan is to align tax policy with climate change goals. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
After taking a week off, NASCAR is back in action Saturday night in Martinsville, Virginia. Driver Kyle Busch was asked by Motor Racing Network how he feels about the Martinsville track.
You know, I look forward to getting to Martinsville. Ben last year obviously was crew chief with Harrison Burton. It was the first time the Xfinity cars have been to Martinsville in a long time, and so there was no practice. They literally just lined it up and raced at Martinsville, and they were super fast. You know, Harrison was able to win that race, so... Ben was with me when we were successful at Martinsville the years that we won in 15 and 17. So I'm looking forward to being able to get there, and hopefully we've got some things in store for us to be fast.
The other Kyle Larson, was asked if he thinks the new team will improve his results at Martinsville.
Yeah, my Martinsville is a place that I struggle at, I think, more than my equipment that I've had in the past. So I'm definitely curious to see, you know, how I'll be there, being with a team who just, you know, won the last event there at Martinsville. So hopefully I'm better than normal, but I'm pretty confident kind of, you know, going to any racetrack right now. I think our team's been doing a great job.
The Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief 500 is Saturday night under the lights at 7:30 p.m. Eastern on FS1 and Motor Racing Network. Who will win the 85th Masters Golf Tournament? Players from around the world will vie for the $11.5 million purse starting today. That's happening in Augusta, Georgia. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.